This podfic contains adult material of a sexual and graphic nature. Listener discretion is advised, and be mindful of the tags. Feel free to hop out of the back seat if that's not your thing. Dean won't hold it against you. More than likely, he or Sam or some other SBN character or any number of character combinations will be too busy holding other things against others to give it a second thought. If you've buckled up and are ready for the drive, please check your Bluetooth connections and/or plug in those headphones before the engine starts. By proceeding, you understand that idling in the Impala is not responsible for any embarrassment, cringe, or adverse consequences that may occur as a result of the listener failing to conduct these checks. Triptych, by Thoughts Like a Minefield, Incogninja. Rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. Category is female-female, female-male, multi. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Dean Winchester / original female characters. Character, Dean Winchester. Additional tags, sex toys, double penetration, dildos, bisexual female character, Dean's real good at sex. Summary. Dean's on a case and meets two beautiful women. One of them is recently divorced, and the new couple invites Dean to help them kick off their new life together. Notes. I assume that the brothers use their first names with their fake last names, so I'm going with Agent Dean Bonham for this one. Triptych. Noun. A set of three associated artistic, literary, or musical works intended to be appreciated together. It's been years since Dean has been in this situation. Hell, he hasn't even had a decent hookup since before he found their mom in that forest. Whether it's relief from the stress of learning their new normal and all the extra family obligations, or just circumstance, he's feeling downright blessed to be where he is tonight. The women are kissing and touching, murmuring and giggling as they stumble around Talona's kitchen for drinks. They're both stunning. Symmetry and curves were generously gifted to them each in unique and satisfying ways. They're both smart and funny, and they both look fucking killer in the dresses they chose to go out in tonight. Whiskey, Agent Bonham? Christy asks, tossing him a grin over the delicate curve of her slightly bared shoulder.
No, ma'am. Not if I'm going to keep up with you two.
He answers with a smirk, shrugging out of his fed jacket and draping it over the back of a plush armchair.
I'll stick to beer.
He loosens his tie and glances around the space. Talona's an investment banker. He played one once, but he's curious about what she actually does to afford this apartment of hers. It's her place in the city, and it's bigger than your average single-family home. Before he can wonder for too long, Christy's walking up beside him with a beer in her extended hand and sipping from a glass of wine.
Thanks,
he murmurs, taking her in, up close in the warm glow of Talona's ambient lighting. You're welcome, she answers, licking her bottom lip and searching his face. We're glad you came, Agent. The intricate twists and plaiting of her wavy blonde tresses mesmerize him. Her eyes are a deep, dark brown, and her lashes are thick and lush. He gets lost for a second, counting the light freckles scattered across the bridge of her tiny, upturned nose.
Me too,
he says. You're both so fucking pretty, Talona says. She's kicked off her shoes, so her steps are silent on the rug as she approaches them.
Like Ken and Barbie.
She grins and huffs a small laugh. Christy rolls her eyes as she hooks her fingers around the sash tied around Talona's waist and tugs. You're gorgeous. She takes Talona's lips with hers as easy as anything, familiar and knowing. They each sigh into the other, and Talona cups the back of Christy's neck to deepen the kiss. Dean watches with curiosity for the women who invited him into their bed. These women are lovers. They have been for years. They met in college, were roommates, friends, and occasionally more. After graduation,
Christy married her on and off boyfriend. Talona never tied the knot.
Always so good,
Christy says, and they press their foreheads together. Her voice is quiet, and Dean takes note of the shift in their previously whimsical demeanor.
Baby, don't you want to play with the agent a little?
Talona asks against Christy's lips, running one slim, dark hand down the front of her lover's dress, unzipping and exposing her smooth, ivory skin. Christy hums and flicks her eyes to Dean, then back to Talona as she pulls away.
In a little bit, she answers. Right now, I want to watch him play with you.
As Talona pushes Christy's dress to the floor at their feet, both women slowly bring their gazes to Dean's. Talona's eyes are a warm hazel framed with dense, black lashes. Her cheekbones are high and sculpted, and her lips are shaped in a way that makes Dean wish he had all night just to kiss her and her smooth, golden brown skin.
Well,
Talona says, turning to face Dean. Wanna play? Dean draws a deep breath and sets his beer aside before focusing fully on Talona.
Yeah, I do.
He answers, stepping into her space, cupping the back of her neck the way he saw her do to Christy, and dipping in to press his lips to hers.
And it's just as good as he thought it would be.
Her lips are soft and sumptuous. Her mouth is warm. Her sighs and her breath are so sweet. He places his other hand against her collarbone and curls his fingers over her shoulder, relishing in the heat from her skin. Dean swipes his tongue along her bottom lip before sucking on it a little. She laughs and pulls free.
Was wondering what you'd do with that mouth of yours.
Dean tilts his head.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
He replies, pushing his hand up into the back of her shiny, silken hair so he can move her just the way he wants.
So many more places to put this mouth of mine.
Christy groans from the side, and it fills Dean with pride. He remembers the first time he was with more than one woman. It was him and Lee and triplets, so it didn't register at the time how much more, or even just the mere difference in what a woman can offer another woman. It didn't hit him until the second time he was outnumbered by the female species. That night, he learned that he was 100% expendable. That night, he watched two girls fall in love right before his eyes until he became virtually non-existent. Talona and Christy already know what they want, though, and they're well-versed in each other. They wanted a very specific third tonight to celebrate the finalization of Christy's divorce, and they wanted that third to be Dean.
How do you feel about being used, Agent Bonham?
Talona asked, swirling her olives in the briny liquid.
Good,
he answered, openly appreciating both women and their obvious connection with each other.
Real good.
And the rest was being made into history as they breathed. He's kissing Talona slowly and deeply, using his hands to hold her steady as Christy works on Talona's clothing from behind. He can feel how intently she's watching him. She doesn't seem concerned, but he feels the urge to assure her that he'll take good care of her girl for her.
How am I doing?
He asks quietly, moving to press wet kisses to the column of Talona's throat even as his eyes are on Christy. She lifts her dark, shimmering gaze to level him where he stands. Dean pauses for her reply. Her cheeks are flushed pink, lips parted, and her chest is rising and falling.
So far, so good,
she whispers. Dean smiles at her answer before taking one step back, keeping one hand on Talona, to appreciate them both, again.
Thank you,
he says, and he means it. Christy's smile spreads into a full grin, and she wraps her arms around Talona. They both sigh, and Dean feels it in his toes. Talona's hand slips from his momentarily when she turns to kiss Christy. He watches them for a moment as he deftly unbuttons and rolls up his sleeves before moving in to tuck himself behind Talona. They're both petite, 9 or more inches shorter than he is without their shoes, so it amuses him that he can just scoop them both into his arms, and he enjoys it for more than a brief moment.
Dean, Talona breathes, you're smothering me.
Both women laugh, and Dean huffs a little, pretending to be annoyed.
maybe a little embarrassed.
Okay, okay.
He backs off slightly, then reaches for Christy.
Your turn,
he says, pulling her in for a kiss. She hums and moans into Dean's mouth as Talona moves in his periphery. Christy starts to get antsy then, squirming and whimpering, but Dean won't let her go just yet.
I know.
He croons against her cheek and down along her jaw.
You want to watch me with your girl, but give me a few.
Christy sighs again, this time with a tinge of defeat, and melts into him. She lets him kiss and touch her. Dean explores her silky skin, her hot curves, and moves his hands down over her tight ass to cup her cheeks. He squeezes and lifts them, then smacks one lightly, and she gasps and moans. She likes impact. Talona speaks quietly. Dean glances up from the crux of Christy's neck and shoulder to see that Talona is now completely bare of her simple black bra and panties from before. She moves up behind Christy, pressing her ample breasts to her lover's back. Baby, you want the agent to use those big, heavy hands on you? She asks, and Dean groans at the physical reaction from Christy's lithe body against him. Talona slides one hand up to cup Christy's lace-covered breast and one down between her legs.
Yeah, you do.
She teases, licking then nipping the shell of Christy's ear. Surprise, honey. She whispers in her ear, snagging Dean's gaze, letting him in on the secret. Tonight's about you, worshiping you, showing you what a real man can do, and how much I love you. Dean grins. The direction he was headed is Talona approved, and he's more than happy to be the conduit to their next level. It turns him the fuck on to know he can wipe away the memory of that douchebag ex of hers and help clean the slate. Why else is he there? It's not like they need a dick. They want a pinch hitter, and Dean is nothing if not accommodating. He holds Talona's eyes as he kisses his way down Christy's body until he's on his knees. He shimmies her damp thong over her hips and down her thighs to the floor. Christy's moaning into Talona's kiss as she lifts one foot at a time so Dean can get rid of them. He works himself between her legs, pressing kisses from one hip to the other and finally draping one knee over his shoulder. The women are panting for air when they look down at him in time for the first swipe of his thick tongue. Christy collapses back against Talona, then buries her fingers in Dean's hair and pulls. He moans.
Fuck yeah, good girl.
He mutters against her wet lips, and she huffs a breath and arches against his face. Dean hugs her thigh tight to his shoulder and gently sucks her clit as he slips one long middle finger inside her, brushing his thumb in time with his tongue. Christy bucks between Talona and Dean. He can't keep her where he knows is the best spot for what he wants to do to her. He looks up at Talona.
Hold her still,
he says, and Talona's eyes flare. Dean sighs as he slips another finger inside Christy, and she whines and bucks harder. Dean nods.
Okay, just get her other leg up here.
He breathes before burying his face between her thighs once more. Thankfully, Talona agrees to that. He wants to concentrate on Christy's taste and heat and her breath as he thrusts his fingers and twists them, stretching her and fucking her. He uses his middle and ring fingers to work Christy up from the inside, rubbing that spot while he whispers filth against her wet flesh. His breath and tongue and thumb play over her clit until she's shouting obscenities, suspended like a delicate bridge between Talona and Dean. Dean helps Christy down to her feet and sits back on his heels to catch his breath as the women catch their own.
I love it when you come like that.
Talona sighs, removing Christy's bra and dropping it to the floor, then moving so they're face to face and kissing. Dean draws a breath and works his tie all the way off as he slowly gets to his feet. He drops his tie to meet Christy's bra and begins unbuttoning his shirt as he circles the kissing women. They smell like sex. The way women smell when they're turned on and after they come is one of those life-affirming elements about sex that's missing with men. Men just don't smell as good as women to Dean. He's got his shirt mostly undone when he comes to a stop behind Talona. Her back is beautifully shaped, bronze and glistening. She makes a perfect figure eight from her broad, sculpted shoulders to her narrow waist and flaring down her lush hips that give way to a plump, heavy ass that he cannot wait to get his teeth on. He rests one hand on her hip and traces a single finger down her strong spine, watching goosebumps rise on her skin. Her breath catches, and he looks up at them both. Christie's stepped back, and Taluna's turning to face him, so he moves forward. Taluna takes a step back, but he keeps moving until her ass meets the wall, and Dean's dipping in with one hand at the back of her neck and one between her legs. He kisses her as he talks and teases her slick clit and slit.
"You get yourself off, sweetheart?"
He hums against her full lips. Taluna moans into his mouth and widens her stance to encourage him to do more than tease before pulling him in closer by the waist of his pants.
"Make it quick, agent," she whispers, yanking and shoving at his shirt to get it all the way off of him.
Dean doubles down, hooking one of her knees over his forearm and bracing his fist against the wall beside her hip, before thrusting two fingers up inside her, almost lifting her off her feet. Taluna calls out and grips his wrist, urging him further.
"Fuck yes."
He takes her mouth with his and rests one knee between her legs as he uses his hand to make her come fast and rough. The sound of her wet pussy taking his fingers is making him so hard. The things that make Dean hard, that turn him on to the point of just wanting to fuck it out, are varied but few. Sounds are important. Wet pussy, the sound of need, guttural and desperate. But the fire of conviction and desire, right on the edge of screaming, hot in the eyes of the person right in front of him, is unparalleled. Taluna digs her nails into his shoulder as she holds tight to his wrist and rides his hand.
"Oh, fuck, I'm..."
She squeezes her eyes shut tight, and her body goes rigid as she comes with a silent cry. Dean drops his forehead to the wall next to her head. He holds her open, gently relaxing his grip on her propped thigh as he trails wet fingers from between her legs to her hip. They're both out of breath. Taluna's hand falls heavily, dragging from his shoulder over his heaving chest and down to his waistband. She tugs weakly at his belt with a huff of a laugh.
"Took the edge off, for sure," she breathes. "Damn near made me dull."
Dean chuckles as he turns to press a breathy kiss to her damp temple and set her foot on the floor. He holds her hips as she works his belt open, kissing a path from her jaw down her throat and across the luscious slope of her shoulder.
"Back up,"
she tells him, and he obeys, feeling a little bit wild. As he steps away, his belt zips through the loops of his dress pants, heavy leather through fine wool, muffled and thick. Taluna grips the belt with both hands and slowly glides one hand to the other end before letting it drop to the floor and stalking toward him, her full breasts and curves shining.
"Baby, are you watching?"
she asks Christie, who's tucked into the corner of the couch, long legs stretched out and hands roaming her pinkened skin.
"That was fucking magical," Christie says. "You said he'd be good."
"I know how to pick him,"
Taluna says, now so close to Dean that he can feel her breath on his neck again. He lets his head fall back and leaves his hands at his sides, wanting so badly to just grab and slam and fuck. But he stays still. Obeying against what his body wants is something he learned very early in his life, and the buzz it delivers to have that control, to exercise it when it's most pleasurable, is so fucking good. He's painfully hard now, but compliant as she pops the button and slides the zipper down.
"So hot," she whispers. "This big, strong, beautiful man at our beck and call, baby."
Dean swallows down a growl and bites his lip. He can feel his muscles straining.
"God, what a rush."
Taluna pushes his pants to the floor. He had the foresight to take his shoes off at the door. For one, if things do go south, it's always a good plan to leave your shoes near the exit for a quick getaway. In this instance, he's glad his shoes and socks won't get in the way of whatever the fuck it is Taluna wants to do, because it's surely going to be awesome.
"Look at that,"
she says before her gaze slides up to pull Dean from his reverie. She reaches into his boxers with one hand and grasps him firmly as she wrenches them off with her other hand. So hard. Dean licks his lips instead of blurting something filthy and nods. All for you and her. Suddenly, Christy's crouched at their feet. They look down at her and her impish grin.
I just want, she says, licking her lips.
Talona returns the grin. You can have anything you want. She relinquishes Dean to Christy, who immediately takes control, licking him from base to tip and holding him securely in her fist. She settles on her knees and mutters something about, just for a second, before swallowing him down. Dean lets his eyes fall closed, grunts, and fists his hands at his sides. Her mouth is warm and wet, and she's eager. She feels so good. He opens his eyes with a sigh and drops his head as he reaches for Talona. He grabs her by the back of her neck, tangling fingers in her hair, and pulls her in for a kiss. Talk to me. She breathes into his mouth, similarly cradling his neck in her hand.
Feels like a whirlpool. So wet. Which way's up? Pulling me down. Shit.
Look at her, Talona tells him. Dean reluctantly looks down because that eye contact will be the proverbial straw, no doubt. Talona's other hand is at the back of Christy's head, guiding her. Christy's looking up, straight into his eyes, pumping and sucking him so right. Come, Talona whispers. Dean grabs a handful of each of them without changing pace and does what he's told. Talona has the presence of mind to get them all to her bedroom. It's a sprawling suite decked out in warm, spicy colors and textures and a floor-to-ceiling bank of windows overlooking the main drag. Agent, Christy calls to him as he wanders around the massive space. Come here. She's kneeling in the center of the swanky California King, surrounded by warm garnet and amber. She belongs in a Renaissance painting, all peaches and cream curves, tight pink nipples, flowing tendrils of gold, and that mouth. Dean climbs onto the bed to join her.
You know what you look like?
He asks, teasing her quickly pebbling flesh with knuckles and fingertips. She shakes her head.
A goddess,
he says, gripping her ribcage in both hands and thumbing the underside of her small, perky breasts and across her nipples. She hisses and closes her eyes, her cheeks flushed darker if it were possible.
Want to mess up this pretty bed?
He asks, dipping in to kiss her swollen lips.
Get it all wet?
Fuck yes, she whispers.
At Dean's angle, he can see Talona clearly. She's tied her dark hair on top of her head, out of the way, and is walking toward the bed with a bottle of lube and a double-sided dildo. His cock jumps at the sight. Talona makes eye contact with him. She smirks and winks, and Dean groans as she climbs onto the bed. As the mattress dips, Christy turns to see her lover, and her face lights up.
Baby,
she says, reaching for Talona. Before she can turn her body, Talona's closed in and Dean's rolling to his back, bringing Christy with him and hoisting her upward. She giggles, taking the hint and climbing astride his face as he burrows into the bedding, caressing and kissing her thighs. He can barely see Talona lubing up the dicks and slipping one end inside herself with a moan.
You both smell so fucking good.
He growls, burying his face between Christy's legs and breathing her in.
Gonna eat your pussy while your girl fucks it. You ready for that?
Jesus,
Christy whispers, bracing herself over his face, holding tight to the headboard. Dean kisses and noses at her folds, sliding his hands up the backs of her thighs to massage and pull her cheeks open for Talona. He feels Talona's heat hover over him as she situates herself astride his ribcage behind Christy, her strong, smooth inner thighs brushing his sensitive skin. Christy gasps as Talona pushes inside her and slides a hand up to grip a breast. Delona pushes down on one of Christy's hips to seat all the way inside her and to trigger Dean to get started. He grips Delona's wrist where she's guiding Christy's hip and sets his free hand on her other hip as he swipes the broadest part of his tongue back and forth across her clit.
"Thank you so much,"
Christy whimpers, and her head falls back against Delona's shoulder.
"You're welcome, baby."
Delona kisses her forehead. Dean uses his best efforts to lick and suck her, enjoying the view of them writhing together above him. They kiss and breathe each other, smiling and whispering. Delona reaches up to lightly wrap her fingers around Christy's throat. Christy's knees tighten around Dean's head, and she starts to grind over his face.
"Fuck, right there, just
good, baby?" Delona asks, out of breath, thrusting and grinding in her own right.
"So good."
And then she's coming. She's stuttering, sobbing, and squirting onto Dean's face. She convulses over him as Delona yanks her backward to stretch over him. Her hands fall from the headboard to the mattress, and she grips the bedding hard as Delona fucks her through to the next. Dean gasps for air and throws his hands wide, watching the absolute fucking rapture above him.
"Lona,"
Christy shouts. And then she's squirting again, hot and wet, across Dean's torso. Delona groans and shakes behind her.
"Jesus Christ,"
he breathes, steadying Christy's swaying body. Her arms are shaking like she's about to collapse over him. She finally does when Delona pulls out and stumbles backward. Christy drapes across Dean and curls up on his chest, and Delona drops to his other side with a glistening dildo in hand. She taps his lip with one end, tucking into his side. Dean opens his mouth, and Delona slides the dildo across his waiting tongue. He closes his lips around the silicone toy and moans. He doesn't even care about the synthetic taste. Their taste is better. As he sucks both sides clean, Christy starts working her looped hand over his cock. He groans around the toy, getting harder with every stroke.
"He's so thick and hard,"
Christy whispers like it's some kind of salacious secret.
"I want it."
Delona chuckles.
"You're insatiable."
She shifts away with the toy just enough for Dean to take advantage. He rolls Christy to her back, and she squeals with delight, raising her knees around his hips as he gets comfortable. He settles on his forearms, fingering her cheeks and loose wisps of hair as he kisses her slowly. Christy draws her fingers from his ass up his sides and across his lats, then curls her hips against him.
"Okay,"
he whispers against her skin, and she nods. Dean reaches down between them and clutches himself, squeezing once at the base before guiding himself inside her, sinking in slowly, savoring every ripple and grip.
"That first push,"
he moans, kissing her and feeling her stretch and swell around him. He pushes up to his elbows to gain leverage and pull back, grazing his tip along the spot he found with his fingers earlier, then pushing in and out, nice and shallow over that spot. She's shaking and shivering under him as he alternates the shallow slides with a single, solid thrust. She wraps her fingers around his triceps and spreads her legs wider.
"Ah, fuck me,"
she groans. He pushes up into his palms, and her hands slip to his elbows. She grips them tightly and arches her back. Delona draws her fingers up his spine as she settles beside them. She watches her lover and a stranger with the kind of devotion in her eyes that makes Dean's heart clench in his ribcage.
"Oh."
He drops his chin to his chest and focuses on giving Christy all he's got. He angles up into the side to slam into her hard and slow, to make that spot sing and shine. He wants to make her come in a way that they'll both remember for years. This is what he does. He's good at this. He's the best.
"Dean,"
Christy gasps.
"Oh, God."
Delona pushes up to her elbow, fascination and anticipation twisting her features so beautifully. This time, when Christy comes, she sprays herself and Dean, and her tears of joy dampen her cheeks as well as Delona's. Later in the shower, all three of them exhausted and sated, Delona speaks as she rinses Christy's hair. I know a lot of men who'd agree to a threesome with two sexy ladies, but not many who could actually keep up. She smiles, and her kaleidoscope eyes sparkle. You didn't miss a beat. Confidently, physically, strategically. They both chuckle, and Dean feels his cheeks flush. Fucking impressive. She arches a brow. Very. Christy agrees as she turns and rises to her toes to press a kiss to his lips.
Well,
Dean says, reaching for the loofah.
I was inspired.
He sets about soaping them both up. Once they're all clean and dressed, they head to the kitchen for a post-midnight snack. Dean sprawls in one of the kitchen chairs, scrolling through his phone to see what he might have missed from Sam or anybody about the case. Christy appears at his side with two bottles of water and expectation. She looks fresh and contented without the guiles of makeup, hair damp, wrapped in a fluffy bathrobe. Dean can't help but grin. He sets his phone aside, welcoming her in. She sits sideways across his lap and hands him a bottle. He gulps it down, watching Talona sway to the table with a tray of meats and cheeses and fruit.
This is the first time I've been invited to a threesome and served charcuterie afterward. Nice touch.
Dean smirks before popping a slice of pepperoni in his mouth. You earned it, Christy says with a mouthful of baked brie. He squeezes her hip and accepts the next bite from her fingers. Thank you, Talona says, asking for Dean's attention. He nods quietly before the three of them finish off the board in satisfied silence. Talona and Christy walk Dean to the door where he pushes his feet into his shoes and shrugs back into his jacket and overcoat. He's tucking his tie and socks into his pockets as the women each take a cheek to kiss him goodbye. He ducks into the kisses with a grin and wraps an arm around each of them.
You girls take care of each other now,
Dean says, fidgeting with and straightening his collar and coat and standing to his full height.
We will.
Talona replies with a smirk, wrapping an arm around Christy. Dean nods one last time as he twists the knob and opens the door to walk out into the private foyer and onto the open elevator. When he turns, the women are waving goodbye until the doors close them off. He breathes steadily as the car takes him back down to reality.